35 people in New West lost their lives to unregulated drugs in 2024, representing 2% of all deaths in British Columbia. The latest report from the BC Coroner's Service stated 2,253 lives were lost to people in communities across BC in 2024, demonstrating the continued impact of unregulated drug toxicity. It said the 2,253 deaths from unregulated drugs represents a 13% decrease from 2023 and fewer annual deaths than from any of the previous 3 years. The information collected by our coroners during their investigations into unregulated drug toxicity deaths indicates a decline in fatalities over the last several months of 2024. This is consistent with reporting from other jurisdictions in Canada and internationally, Chief Coroner Dr. Jatinder Baidwin said in a news release. This doesn't mitigate the fact that 2,253 members of our communities died in 2024, leaving behind grieving loved ones, friends, colleagues, and teammates. Our thoughts are with all of those many, many people who have been touched by this crisis. The 35 deaths in New Westminster in 2024 is down from the 39 reported in 2023, but up from 32 in 2022. That followed 47 deaths in 2021, 35 in 2020, 20 in 2019, 35 in 2018, 24 in 2017, and 10 in 2016. The report stated about 7 in every 10 people who died in 2024 were between the ages of 30 and 59, and nearly three-quarters were male. It noted the rate of death among females in 2024 was 20 per 100,000, which was a 65% increase from 2020, 13 per 100,000, and a slight reduction from 2023, 21 per 100,000. As in years prior, the drug toxicity crisis affected cities of all sizes in 2024, said the news release. By local health area, the highest rates of death per 100,000 were in Vancouver Centre North, 422, Lillooet, 116, Greater Campbell River, 109, Terrace, 109, and Prince George, 103. Fentanyl and its analogues continue to be the primary driver of unregulated drug toxicity deaths in BC, detected in 78% of expedited toxicological testing in 2024. Cocaine, 52%, fluorofentanyl, 46%, methamphetamine, 43%, and bromazolam, 41%, were the other most common substances detected in toxicology. The Coroner's Service said it's important to note that the data from its report is preliminary and subject to change as additional toxicology results are received and investigations are concluded. According to the BC Coroner's Service, the lives of at least 16,047 people in BC have been lost to unregulated drug toxicity since the public health emergency was first declared in April 2016.